Have you ever gone through a wilderness experience, a dry time spiritually? I sure have. You know, Moses was on the backside of the desert. He looks and he sees a bush that is burning, but it's not consumed. He goes over to that bush, and there God spoke to Moses. In the middle of the wilderness, the presence of God showed up. And if he showed up for Moses, my friend, he can show up for you.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Praise the Lord. We are delighted to have you with us today on Truth in Fact, and God is so good. And I want you to know that God is working in the lives of people. We want Him to work, don't we? Yes, you do. You desire God to work in your life, and I thank God for that. We're in Exodus chapter 3, and we're talking about Moses having this experience, having this encounter with God. He sees a bush that is burning, but it's not consumed. What a sight that must have been. So Moses turns aside and he goes to that bush. And there are some lessons we can learn from this experience of the burning bush. Number one, the time and the place. Notice where the bush burned. It burned in the wilderness. Moses encountered God. Where? He encountered Him in a dry place, in the midst of a wilderness. My friend, when Elijah called on God to consume the sacrifice, it was during a drought. It hadn't rained for 3.5 years, but in the midst of that drought, the fire fell. The presence of God came. And my friend, you might be going through a drought or a dry time, but I want to encourage you, the presence of God can come in your wilderness experience. Even in the midst of your wilderness experience, God can burn bright in your heart. My friend, the burning bush came at a time when it seemed like it wasn't going to come, but the bush can burn brightly again. The presence of God can come at any moment. He can restore that marriage. He can change that husband or wife. He can change your kids. He can change your attitude. He can control those mood swings. He can change that lying or gossiping tongue. He can save that lost loved one. What makes the difference is this. It is the burning bush, the presence of God. So what am I saying? I'm saying this. Don't give up. It's not too late. Even in a dry time, just as I believe the church is in today, it's not too late. God can still call to us. He can still set us aflame like He did that old bush, my friend. The question we must ask ourselves is this. Am I ignitable? Am I teachable? Do I want my heart to blaze inside with the presence and passion for God? Do I desire more of Him? Am I willing to be used of God? Yes, my friend, God can use any old bush. And if you're willing, God will set you ablaze for His glory. But the second thing I want you to realize is God is the deliverer, not Moses. The fire of God's presence in the bush shows Moses that God is the deliverer, not Moses. You see, in the past, there was too much of Moses and not enough of God. At first, Moses tried to deliver Israel in his own strength by killing an Egyptian. But that was Moses relying on Moses and not Moses relying on God. Many times we try to do things in our own strength. We try to devise plans in our own knowledge. And we do these things depending on our own resources rather than depending upon the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Not trusting in yourself, but trusting and leaning on God. Notice God says, I am God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, not Moses. God said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people, not Moses. God said, I know their sorrows, not Moses. God said, I have come down to deliver them. So we see that God has seen, God has known, and God has come. You see, my friend, I'm afraid that there's just too much of us and not enough of God. And the modern church today thinks it can make it on its own. We have enough money and programs and computers and education, but the one thing we lack is the fire and the presence of Almighty God.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.